Would you say that this program is particularly suited to Jamaica, or is it more generalizable than that?
Well, a lot of people seem to think of Jamaica as a particularly musical culture. Not just people outside of Jamaica, but Jamaicans as well will often describe it that way. And I really don't buy into that as a way of looking at this. So I would say our program is completely generalizable. Maybe not completely, because to a certain extent we're in an English-speaking environment, and that makes a big difference. But in terms of the appeal of making music to teenagers, I think that's something that's much more widespread. Music is something that teenagers really get into around the world, and whether there's a very strong music culture in their own country or whether they're listening to music from all over the world, I don't think it really matters. You know, they're all going to get into it. Hip-hop seems to be everywhere. So I don't know, I would say it's very well suited to Jamaica, but not particularly better suited to Jamaica than to any other place.
What about evaluation? How do you feel about its importance, how one should do it, why one should do it?
Of course, evaluation is important, but we really haven't been doing it formally at all. At this point, our program is still so small that it's very easy for us to tell how it's going just in terms of our personal interactions with the teachers who we work with in the schools and the students who we're working with in the schools. If things aren't going well, we can tell. Students will start to space out in class or do something else. And if things are going well, then students really get into it and they'll stay and work through their entire lunch period. So it's pretty simple to tell whether things are actually moving forward in a good way. In terms of comparative evaluation or more formal evaluation, we just haven't even gotten started on that.